OFM Art Beat. Art Beat.
In the OFM Art Beat, there's something really exciting happening in the Free State. The Free State Youth Orchestra is back in action. Manager Sethle Mosole joins me. Sethle, welcome to OFM.
Hi, Yolanda. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Free State Youth Orchestra. Who are you? When were you founded? And who's part of this orchestra?
Okay, so the Free State Youth Orchestra goes a long way back, all the way to the 1960s, right? Back then, it was mainly piano and singers that was the main music scene in Bloemfontein. But someone saw that the need for a youth orchestra, or an orchestra, per se, and they started the string quartet, which later became the Odeon String Quartet. And they started introducing the string instruments to orchestras, and so kids started becoming interested. And one thing led to another, and that's how the youth orchestra started, with their first concert being around 1960.
That is incredible.
Yes. So the youth orchestra is made up of young students from high schools and also the Odeon School of Music students. And it is a very important part of the classical music scene in Bloemfontein, and because it's there where the young classical musicians get their first experience of what it is like to play in a symphony orchestra.
The Free State Youth Orchestra's auditions taking place on the 22nd, 24th and 25th of Feb 2022. Sethle, are you excited about these auditions?
Yes, we are so excited because for the first time, like, kids from around the Free State, not just Bloemfontein, will be auditioning. Because usually the orchestra would rehearse on Wednesday, so only Bloemfontein kids could play. But now we've opened up the opportunity for other kids to audition as well, from Paris and so forth. And we'll have our rehearsals on Fridays, so they'll also be auditioning. So that's very exciting news. There's very big interest. And this will be probably like the biggest in a while that the youth orchestra is going to be this year.
So why is orchestral and classical music important to introduce to the youth?
You know, Yolanda, music in general is very important. Very, very important. Ever noticed how when children learn new things, right? Through song and dance, they learn things quicker that way. So music has always been a part of our learning. We have this innate thing. Music is innate for every human being, if you think about it. And classical music is also very important because it has no language barrier. That's the beautiful thing about it. So everyone in the world could be listening to the same piece and they could experience the same emotion because there's no language barrier in terms of what is being said.
Sethle Mosole is the manager at the Free State Youth Orchestra. Auditions taking place towards the end of Feb. Sethle, where can people follow the Free State Youth Orchestra for updates and info about your performances?
The Free State Youth Orchestra is on Facebook as Free State Youth Orchestra. And we've also started the Instagram page. So if you go on Facebook, there will be a link to the Instagram page. And we also have a website of the Free State Symphony Orchestra, and you'll find information about the youth orchestra there as well.
Sethle, we look forward to finding out what your event calendar looks like for 2022. So keep us updated and all the best for your auditions this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Yolanda.
OFM Art Beat.